Shocker, so you can find your path to the aerial park.
Oh, no.
And getting set to do it, because we are now over 9,000, closing in on 95. Actually, we're just over 9,500, so we're about 500 shy of reaching our goal, which I know our listeners like to do it for the kids, so we'll be doing that later this week.
You know, I often compliment you for your philanthropy, and I often have many nice things to say about your listeners because of how giving they are. I'm a little agitated by it in this case, to be honest. I'm a little agitated.
Ah, just a little bit. That's okay. You know, hey, like players before a big game, there's nerves, and then you got to fight through it, right? Or you're a loser, so you don't want to be that.
So nervous.
So it'll be
how
good.
How high is it, Strutty? Like, you've been there.
I think it's like seven stories.
No, it's not seven stories. It's either three or four stories, but it's high. You're above the treetops, bud.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you just, step right into nothingness?
That's right. That's 100%. You just literally step in. When I tell you you're walking the plank, you're literally walking the plank. And as you walk by, it says rated up to 270 pounds. And then two steps later, you gone.
You just gone.
You just step over the side.
It's rated up to 270 only?
That's what I said.
It's not, okay? We've had experts.
I've been easily fear-eaten for the last week. Even
if you wanted to, I haven't seen you last time I saw you, you're not on the quarantine 15, so I don't think you could have gained 50 by the time we've done this. So.
All right. Well, it'll be a fun thing to do next spring.
Yeah, the great part is we'll do it in September.
I'm so nervous.
September is Fear Conquer Month. Did you guys know that?
I don't
know. So it's fitting.
Apparently.
I think it's very fitting. Hey, Shocker, while you're conquering your fears, maybe Vegas can conquer their fear of getting in front of the goalie, because right now they seem very scared to do it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was on their Zoom calls today, and I asked a few questions here and there, and it's funny. Like, Peter DeBoer does not come across as a guy who feels like much needs to change. Now, I don't know if he's just saying that to us, and there's a lot more going on behind the scenes, but I mean, he basically said the worst thing they could do is, make a bunch of, change their game. He really just feels like they got to keep doing what they're doing. Now, as to your point about getting more bodies in front and making life difficult for Hudobin, I mean, I talked to them about that today, and I think it I can't remember which guy I asked, but they said basically that you can overdo it as far as getting too many guys in front. I might have been Stastny. Too many guys in front because, a lot of their shots are coming from the point, and the defense has more guys standing in front. I'm not sure what to make of what they're saying. They feel they're playing to win and just not announce it. Meanwhile, you got the Dallas Stars up 3-1 in the series, feeling like they can still be a heck of a lot better. I like where Dallas is sitting and what they're saying a lot more at this point.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear them talking about that because, I guess, it's one thing to screen a goalie, but you also have to have someone around that layer that's ready to pounce on a rebound. But it's not like either or. It's both, in my opinion, especially when you see how hard goals are to come by right now. Like, you are grinding out goals. Now, you see a nice one like Sergachev had the other day, that nice pass, then the backhand top shelf. But it's hard to score goals, so I don't think it's enough to say just in front. You have to have someone that can turn and get it. So it's almost two layers, especially when you're on that 5-on-3. And, I mean, Hudobin was coming so far out, he was almost at the top of the circles, it felt like.
Yeah. And I think that was the point that he was making, was that if both guys are just standing there trying to screen, you want one guy to step off a little bit to the side and kind of be predatory on any loose pucks. And that's why he said it. It's a careful balance between getting there with a band in and making sure you got bodies there, but also trying to show up on time. Now, it's interesting, the other thing that DeBoer said is that the last thing that they want to do is start overthinking it. But I would submit that just by saying that, it feels like you're kind of already doing it, right? To suggest that Hudobin's not in their head, I mean, he's got to be. So you've got a team full of forwards and some high-end offensive forwards who are snake bitten. You got Smith and Marchessault, I think, are without a goal in 10. You got Carlson, who's got one in his last seven. Pacioretty, none in his last seven. Team scored 10 in the last seven games, I want to say, and a couple of empty netters in there. So they've got a lot of reason for, you know, for a goaltender to be in their head right now. And by the things they're saying, it's interesting. It's like just do more of the same and hope the bounces go your way seems to be their approach to this game.
Shagar, any reason you would change the goaltending start for Vegas?
I mean, I don't know. You're not scoring enough goals to be getting your guy more wins. I think he's been good. I don't think he's tired necessarily at this point. I don't think so. I think you just keep rolling with it, don't you? I mean, it's not like it's just been goals all over the place. You know, nobody's getting lit up.
Well, I'm not suggesting you change it for inadequate play. It's maybe for an emotional boost or, you know, just something different because, you know, you're out of strikes now. You know what I mean? Like, is do you want to go through and not having put Fleury in there when you know that he can be an emotional leader for that group?
Well, listen, I think Peter DeBoer has to ask himself one question. Because there's no coming back from making a wrong call here. You ask yourself one question. Which guy gives you the best chance of winning the game tonight by his play? So if you're putting a different goalie in there thinking it's going to change the way someone else is doing something, I think you're making a mistake. I think you got to decide which of your two goalies is ready to throw a better game out there tonight. Use what you know about them, what you've learned about them, and pick the guy you think is going to play best, and just don't worry about anybody else because – I mean, they got enough stuff to worry about. They're going to need a goalie to be rock solid tonight. So I think DeBoer needs to not overthink it on his goaltending because it hasn't been his problem.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a no-brainer. It's Robin Leonard. He's got a 919 and a 193 goals against in the playoffs. You look at the series, and, you know, he's allowed five goals in the three starts that he's been in. Like, you can't really critique your goalie when he's got lower than a two goals against average in those games.
At the same time, though, I understand why Stretti posed the question because they do have two guys that are capable of getting something done on this stage, right? Like, what a great option they have to go to the other guy. So I totally understand the question because they've got a guy that's that good. And the last time they went to him, someone out of the blue, he came through for them. So I understand the question, and it's a luxury that they have at their disposal.
Talking with Ryan Rochock, the TSN bureau chief here, all things NHL and playoff related. I'm fascinated when I look at the minutes played by defense in the NHL. You know, I always look at the stat sheet, and you know, it's been pretty consistent that Tampa Bay is going with seven defensemen. And what I find amazing is that their six defensemen, not named Victor Hedman, are, you know, they're always kind of close to 10 minutes, and then that top end might be 20. But then you got Victor Hedman playing, like last night, he played 29 minutes. Like, you know, it's almost like they're like, okay, we know Hedman's a stud and McDonough and Sergachev are pretty good, but we're going to spread those minutes out so those guys are used when they're most successful, but let's play Hedman all the time. Like, it's pretty unique because I've never seen a team use this seven defensemen this much in the playoffs, Shagar.
Yeah, it's a different formula. And it's odd. Like you see Shen out there, and he goes out there and he does what he can, and he gets some looks, and he plays a role for them. But Hedman is just does everything for them. He is so good that I can understand standing on the bench just wanting to throw him out every chance he can. And if you sit there and say to a guy, "Hey, you ready to go?" and he keeps saying yes, I mean you just want him out there all the time. But they've got some other really good defensemen too. Some guys that on other teams would be playing pretty significant minutes. So it's a heck of a good decor. It's one of their biggest strengths. Victor Hedman, he's in the conversation, if not almost alone in the conversation, for the best all-around defenseman on the planet right now. I'm not sure how many other guys you would put next to him.
Yeah, it would be very few. That's safe to say, no question about it. Shagar, have yourself a good one. We will chat with you tomorrow, and I think by the time we talk to you tomorrow, we're going to be at $10,000. So that will be awesome.
I almost want to, like, just get up early tomorrow and go there and do it. just
Oh, trust me. I agree. We don't want to psych yourself out. Once we get the money, I'll be talking to our everybody. We'll organize it, and we'll have it done hopefully this week. It'll be fantastic. It's supposed to be really nice on Friday. It's supposed to be really nice.
Can I bring moral support? Like, can I bring my son or my kids? Like, can I?
Buddy, I'll be right there.
Support me?
Yeah, well, they can watch from the bottom, sure, but Streddy's the one holding your hand the whole way up.
Yeah, I'm there with you, man. Like, we need each other. We should lean on each other at this time.
All right. You know what, Struds? Boys are alumni. You know what?
That's right.
Between the two of us, we've got a Memorial Cup. You know, I feel like there's nothing we can't do together. Or is it two Memorial Cups between the two of us?
Yeah, there's two. Yeah,
and I'm just curious. So, which
two
one of you?
Memorial Cups between you and me.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Which one is going to be Big Spoon and who's going to be Small Spoon?
Well,
you guys just sort that out, okay? Between the two of you, off the air, you guys sort that out, and then we'll be able to talk about it, which would be great.
And I'm pretty sure Big Spoon doesn't have to go first. I think Small Spoon would have to go first because he'll be first on with the safety straps. That's another one we got to figure out, Struddy. Oh. Who's going first?
I'm so nervous. I'm so rattled already. Like, it's unbelievable. This is outrageous.